change.
Radio Veritas, the good news and the good music for a change. And it's exactly 2 minutes before the hour five. And I'm joined in studio, in case you've just tuned in, I'm joined in studio with Father Richard Ratari, our Catholic pride for this week. Father Richard, I'm going to open the lines now so that we can start engaging with our listeners. And you can hear, maybe they've got questions for you. Maybe they would like to ask you something, or maybe they would like to affirm you. And maybe I'm going to actually open the lines and as we get to the next to the next side of the hour, we'll see what our listeners have to say to you. They'll probably want to celebrate with you, but just be prepared of anything. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. We're getting up close and personal. If you do know Father Richard, if you've seen him, if you've heard about him, he was the priest of the year 2016, the first to get that award in the country. Umafikizolo just came into the country in January and whoop, he just scooped that prize from Tina Sahlala for minyaka ne minyaka. Imagine, hey, imagine. I don't want to ask what has the response been.
Brian, leave me alone.
With your brother. The priest, but that's a story for off the air, ne?
Exactly.
So there's an SMS that has come. It says, "Dumela Father B, I'm listening. Viva Father Richard." It's Zodwa from St. John the Baptist, Pretoria North. Wow. You know Zodwa? You probably know her. She's probably one somewhere around that area. So she's telling us that she knows you.
Thank you very much, Zodwa. I think I've celebrated mass several times in Pretoria North Parish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are currently in a parish, right?
Yes, I have a parish that I'm serving.
Okay, which parish is that?
St. Mark in Mabopane.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my parish where I'm working.
So in addition to being the provincial administrator for the Stigma Teens, you also have a parish. So you're full-time in the parish and you also have another full-time job.
Yes.
How do you manage to handle the two?
Well, as you can see, I've studied strategic management, so I'm strategizing.
Yes.
Yeah, so what is happening is that I divide my time.
Mm-hmm.
I have days that I spend at the parish and the days that I spend in the office at Stigma Teen office as an administrator.
Okay.
Therefore, at the same time, at the office, I work with my provincial, so we do work together. So when I'm at the parish, he does most of the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't think my people are worried about the time I give them, because I literally give myself completely on those days. So I've got only 2 days with the parish, but you won't realize.
Okay.
Because I go to my parish doesn't have a priest house.
Okay.
So then I reside in Pretoria North at our provincial house.
Okay.
Now, I go to the parish on Thursdays.
Okay.
In the morning, I celebrate mass for the St. Anne's and others, people who would like to attend mass, and after that mass, I go into the
community.
To community. I look for the old or the elderly, those who are not well, who cannot even attend.
Mm.
Then I attend to them.
Mm.
Then maybe around 11 or 12, I drive back to Pretoria North to where I stay and have lunch and rest a bit. In the evening, I go back to Mabopane for those who come from work, whoever wants to see me in the office, in the parish, they come to see me. Then every Thursday, 6 o'clock, we have an executive meeting of the parish council. The executive, we meet every Thursday to iron out anything, to prepare for anything.
Wow.
We make sure that nothing is pending.
Mm.
So as we speak right now, they are listening to me. I know, they know that we are up to date.
Okay.
Yeah, so we prepare for anything that is there or approve anything. So even our people are used to that.
You've trained them very well. And you've put the proper structures in place.
Exactly.
And some of them which are already prescribed by the diocesan policies and canon law. So you're just using them effectively.
Exactly. So that is how I do. And also I became open to them and tell them that, guys, I have an office that I'm running. I work as an administrator of the Stigma Teens. Therefore, I'm available. But when you're looking for me, look for me for something that is very serious that will make me come out, leave my desk. But if it is not, you just want to say hi, Father, well, we can do that. But let me do my work the other side also. So they know that they share me with them.
With
another responsibility.
What do you think are some of the challenges that the church in South Africa is currently facing?
Well, Brian, you know that I came last year.
Mm-hmm.
Though I spent a lot of years here studying in John Vianney. But the challenge we are having right now is that in South Africa, we are multicultural. If you mm-hmm. allow me to say
yes,
that.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, we are multicultural. And I think we haven't yet gelled together.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't yet gelled together because we have our own territories.
You see, who is we? Who are you talking about?
You said the church, Brian.
Okay.
So this, right. this is the church in South Africa.
Okay.
So yeah, we have our own territories. So I think we still have enough time to challenge ourselves that when there is an organized event,
mm-hmm.
and if we say the deanery organizes this, everybody in that deanery should be going there. Or the diocese organizes, everybody shouldn't look racial or tribal. You know what I mean?
What's wrong with you, young priest, and these issues that you're bringing up? I was actually doing a show on Wednesday that touched on issues, the legacy of apartheid,
yeah.
and the issue of racism that we need to face as a church.
Mm.
And I got interesting responses. And and it's amazing that each priest that comes here, you're the third priest this year.
We talk about that.
You actually you mentioned that. And I think to some people who thought it was a bit unfair, clearly you are proving them wrong because you're the third priest to come this year.
We experience it.
Yeah, and people think that we're exaggerating these things, and this is not a problem. It's fiction, and it's not fact.
Mm. No, yeah, we don't have to prove it, but we are out there. We are experiencing it, so we don't even have to come with a proof or a paper or something or a picture. No.
Mm.
However, it is our duty to make sure that it doesn't happen or it fades away. The other challenge I think that we have is is the fact that I don't think we have enough priests, guys, in the church, in South African church. We have a lot of people, but not enough priests. Now, we have to remember, we have to import priests from all over.
Mm.
And my worry is, are our people accepting our priests?
Wow.
That's my worry. And
that's a good message. That's a good challenge you're putting out.
Yeah, people have tendencies of saying, no, we want a priest who speaks our language. We want, you know, this kind of demand.
Mm-hmm.
But our children take it easy. They don't want to become priests.
Mm.
So the church faces this challenge in the sense that we have to provide priests to the communities. But we provide the priests that we have. But if you don't have, what should we do? And then we get blamed for speaking English or speaking
the wrong way, for butchering.
You
don't say for say you get blamed for
butchering English.
But I've got a response for that, and maybe we shouldn't be. But I'll tell you now. I always say to people, those that accuse me of butchering English, and you know, gone are the days where I'll take these things lightly. And I say, you know, the moment you can pronounce Ndavaningi properly, and my other name, which is Chitete, then fine. But if you can't pronounce that, don't expect me to pronounce Kongrumarent.
You know what I mean? So, for example, in my parish, it's good. I speak Setswana, but my Setswana is deep.
Yes,
from Botswana.
It's not Setswana, it's like Pretoria.
Exactly. Hasisi Pitori.
Yeah.
You see, now I have decided now to quit my Setswana and speak Sipitori and mix it with English so that also other people could be able to
pick it up
what I'm saying. And I think it's working fine with us down there. I've asked them, they have approved the way I do it, because if really I stick to the original son of Botswana, it's quite deeper.
It's 8 minutes after the hour 5. We're getting up close and personal with Father Richard Rattari, who is our Catholic Pride for this week. An award-winning priest. He won the award of Priest of the Year 2016. He's an MSc graduate in strategic management. He's got a degree in theology, a degree in philosophy. He's worked as, and a certificate actually in, I didn't know you were a firefighter. But what would a priest be doing as a firefighter, Mudim?
No, you see, you should learn because, you know, remember you own a lot of properties around here.
Mm-hmm.
your houses and stuff like that. So you should be knowing that before these guys turn up, what should you do with that? You know what I mean? With the fire extinguishers.
Wow. So let's open the lines, and the number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, call him on 41809. Ningamwenzulumono, Father Bagwet. Please, let's talk to him. Let's affirm him. Let's thank him for all the contributions. You are the ones who voted for him. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. Let's take a musical break. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Okay.
Yes, talk to us, sir.
I just congratulate Father Richard.
Oh, thank you very
much. From what I heard on the radio that he was best priest or priest of the year.
Yes.
Am I talking to him?
Yes, he's listening.
That is ready. Yes. Thank you so much, Dad. This is Father Richard, Dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I also heard that when you were in Tanzania, the parishioners there were ecstatic when you were talking their language.
Yeah. I speak Swahili. I speak their language.
Now, what happens if my parish priest, Father Michale, if we invite you to our parish?
No problem. I can still come. He should be the one inviting me, and maybe we can even exchange the altar. We can even exchange the altar. He comes to my parish to celebrate Mass, and I come to his.
And how do we get hold of you? You have particulars, like your phone number.
Let's ask Ntate. I'm going to ask you to contact your priest. Then your priest can contact your father. He will know how to contact Father Richard. Alternatively, he can get hold of me. Then I'll give out the details of Father Richard.
Okay. Yeah. I also heard that, I'm glad I heard that a priest must look smart.
And that if you want to see what Father Richard could pass for a model, ne? I'm going to post his picture of what he's wearing now, and you conclude for yourself. And it's not like he just wears it, Maitsako Veritas. He's like that. He wakes up that way.
I mean, that day I work also in the office, in the administration office. So I always have to look presentable. And when people come to my office to see me, they should find a person who is, ready and presentable to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tata. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. It's 14 minutes after the hour 5. Radio Veritas 576 is where you're at. And good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Afternoon. Father, you're speaking to May Beatrice.
Yes, May Beatrice. How are you?
All right.
Hey, talk to us, ma.
Father, I came late. I heard you talking about businesses and what. What about them? What's happening? Or what's up?
Hey, I think maybe you should answer that.
Really? How should I answer that?
I don't. I like the part that you started. Where you came late, meaning you did not hear where the conversation was coming from and what was the content of the conversation. But for your sake, I'll let you know what we're talking about. We're running a bit of time, but I'll just give it a minute. Father Richard was explaining why sometimes, because we're involved in activities, doesn't mean kiddy business are high. No, the properties of the church and all those kind of things that are entrusted to his congregation, he is the one who manages and runs them.
Oh.
Yes.
I thought maybe you people are running a business.
We are not allowed, ma. We are not allowed, and we cannot do that.
Insurances and all that.
No. We are not allowed, ma.
Okay, Father. Thank you. Kalebowa.
Thank you,
Kalebowa, Father. Is Father who?
Father Richard.
Ntate Richard. Kalebowa.
Mera Kalebowa. All
right.
Thank you.
Let's move on to the next caller. Good afternoon. You live on Radio Veritas.
Yes, Kire Simon DBC. Kutamu Mabupani.
Hey, Yantate.
Hey, I'm a parishioner of Nkosi Maka, Rikubata Orfela, and Ntate Richard, re a leboga, Modimo o re tsogofaletse wena.
Ntate ke a leboga, ke itumetse thata.
Ke Modimo wa ka o tsogofatsa, a o re maatla, o tswelele pele thata ka tiro o dirang, ke a leboga.
Modimo wa go tsogofatse ntate, ke a leboga.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The time is 16 minutes after the hour 5. Radio Veritas 576 is where you're at. And joined in studio with the award-winning priest, the first one in the country to receive the award of Priest of the Year. He's an MSc graduate. He's got a degree in theology, a degree in philosophy. He's currently working in a parish. His time is also divided into another responsibility. He works as the provincial administrator of the Stigma Teens in Africa, I'm told. And he's a trendy priest, he's a fashion forward priest, he's a health fanatic, and he's a biker. And hey, if you want to see who I'm chatting to and who we've been talking to in studio, go to my Facebook page. It's Brian Mhlanga, and on Twitter it's OP Brian. And follow us, and we're getting up close and personal. If you've got any question for him, the number to dial is 011-452-7115. I think that about to make it a little more, and I don't know what's happening.
No, I think what we are saying is enough. That you have no further questions.
No, let's give them the liberty to. All right, we'll go back to our song. Good afternoon, you're live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon, guys.
Kitengu, guy.
Great, thank you. Now, Masiki, I'm also one of the parishioners got in Mark.
All right.
Yes, I also wanted to congratulate Father St. Rich.
you still remember that?
Yes. So, Father, I'm also one of the youth. I'm actually like a borderline youth in the church, and I just want to ask for more.
Hey.
Since Uzakile, I mean, we've actually just been drawn to going to church and being able to do other things that
we've
never been able to.
I'm impressed.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you very much, borderline youth. Father Richard, people are saying, Barry, we don't have Facebook, and we want to see what Father Richard looks like.
So how are we going to see? You must get a TV, guys.
I think, yeah, you've got a face for TV, by the way. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon, Father Brian. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, my brother?
I'm well, thanks. And good afternoon to you too, Father Richard.
Good afternoon, sir. How is it?
I'm well, thanks. You're speaking to Siabongama 7. I'm actually from Oli Rosari in a preaching in Piri.
Okay.
Piri?
I'm from the south and you're from the north.
I'm telling you, I'm from extremely far.
For sure. But I just want to congratulate you on your work thus far.
Thank you so
and,
much.
Being awarded with that accolade of being the best in 2016.
Thank you so much, big guy. Thank you so much.
So sure, yeah,
I'm encouraged.
So just saying, keep up the good work. And then with regards to your degree on the strategic management,
yeah,
I believe that is still in terms of the case because Jesus Christ should have been a strategic person. I mean, you can't really anticipate the having some kind of a strategic training.
Okay, you're saying
Father.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, with regards to his qualification in strategic management, I think that is still in line with his work and in personal creativity, because I also believe that Jesus Christ was a strategic person, so he should have attained this skill in his learning.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you very much, my brother.
You are not out of line.
You know.
Well, okay,
yeah, no, but it wasn't like that, man. But anything that I have studied has become part of me.
We do it for God, and Richard, stop it. All right, it's 24 minutes after the hour 5. Radio Veritas 576 is where you logged on to. And it's Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabaningi, Umfundisi Wodumo. And we are profiling our Catholic pride for the week. And this week it was Father Richard Rotari, an award-winning priest for 2016. He was the first to win Priest of the Year Award. I hope this year was a tola ngoba. Yo, we'll all be looking at you again. But don't, you know what, you can actually say, at least I got it than other, unlike some of you.
No, I'm gonna work hard for another one. the last caller said I was very strategic. So you know, be strategic about the other one.
Wow. Father Richard, we've come to the end of our show. Unfortunately, we've been having, time goes so fast when you have fun. Yeah. Eh? What would you like to say to all those young men who are considering a vocation today? And to the parents who've got young boys in their houses?
Yeah, first of all, to them, the young boys or the young guys, young gentlemen, that guys, the priesthood is beautiful. It's a nice life. I'm not sure what you are looking for, but we have it in the priesthood. The priesthood does not crucify you. We have it in this priesthood. You can celebrate. You can enjoy yourself. Actually, Father Brian, just to share with you that the reason why I created myself as a brand, it was actually to attract the young guys, to make them aware that actually in the priesthood you can still have fun, you can ride, you can play music, you can still serve people of God the way you look like. So
you don't have to be miserable.
You don't have to be miserable. And
there's this spirituality, Yamaro, Maukuri, you have to be miserable, gloomy, and look very tattered. And I don't understand it. Do you understand that?
I understand, because there's this trauma that is given to young people, young guys. You know, there's a famous question they say, La Hola, do you guys have salaries and stuff like that? The reason why I'm like this is because I want to show them that even if usaholi, you will be able to look the best or to have fun in your priesthood.
So,
enjoy it.
Bonga holi, Ave Maria Saint.
Eh?
Bonga holi.
Negohola. Negohola. But remember, I'm a religious. So, anything that I acquire, it goes to my organization. So
not to you.
Exactly.
Just like
my organization will give me what I need for my survival or for my needs.
For your needs.
Therefore, but the guys out there, young guys, should not be worried about what you'll get. God, the Lord will provide.
He does.
As far as I'm concerned, for me, God has provided everything that is in my use.
Including that bike.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unfortunately, friends, we've come to the end of the show. Father Richard, thank you very much for coming onto the show. And we were celebrating you. As we celebrated you, we were actually getting up close and personal. It's been very nice walking this journey with you in the last hour and a half. And from myself and the team, we say thank you very much for flying high that flag that we call our Catholic pride. It's because of people like you that most of us, we're very proud to be Catholic. And keep the good work that you've done. And may the good Lord always guide you, protect you, and may He give you more energy and strength to do His work and His will in your life.
Thank you so much, Father Brian, with your team. And at the same time, I just want to also appreciate the whole Veritas team. That this is my first time to come to the studio. You, Father Brian, have made me relax. You know, these machines in front of me, you know, they are not tormenting me now. I'm fine, and I think from now on, I will carry forward with interviews and whatever. This has given me confidence, and I'm sure I owe you.
Just don't split my audience.
You mean I will take your people?
Hey. No, I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing you. And you know, you're always welcome at Radio Veritas.
Yeah.
And I know this is not the last time for you coming.
Yeah.
Wishing you the best of 2017, and may God's light always shine upon you. Dear friends, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show. Catch me again on Monday. No, I'm not in next week. I'm away. Myself and Father Emil are away for the whole week. So we're back in February, and we are going away to our annual conference. So there'll be some stand-ins for me, and enjoy and be kind to them. From myself, Tato, Simba, and the rest of the team, be blessed.